emergency national emergency on the course road. Six people have died on Queensland's roads this weekend. A woman was killed after being hit by a car in Townsville. The woman has been caught in the road when she was struck by the car. A 13-year-old boy died after being struck by a vehicle while riding his bike at a in North Queensland. Earlier in the time, a man injured on the road was incidentally run over and killed by a passing motorist while people were trying to get the through a female passenger was killed in a single vehicle accident at Mount Warren Park in the city of Southside. At Murrayfield, was an auto thief and a car bike rider suffered fatal injuries and is being trapped into Timber Cove. On Friday evening near Ipswich West of Brisbane, an 18-year-old man was killed in a head-on collision between a car and a semi-trailer. Authorities in Indonesia have been evacuating thousands of people from Mount Merapi because of fears of BBC's Rachel Harvey reports flames of lava have been flowing down one side of the mountain, which is also spewing out hot volcanic ash and smoke.
For weeks now, Mount Merapi has been rumbling and sucking clouds with thick smoke and ash. But overnight, the volcano added an extra dimension to its ominous display, a stream of red hot lava. It hasn't reached any residential areas yet, but the authorities are not taking any chances. Thousands of villages have been moved into emergency shelters, reluctantly leaving their valuable farmland behind. Military trucks have been used to ferry people away from the danger zone. The scientists still can't say when the volcano will erupt, nor how powerful any explosion might be. But there's no doubt Merapi is becoming increasingly volatile.
The fighting has continued for a seventh day in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. At least two people were killed in the latest fighting between Islamic militia and government loyal to an alliance of warlords. More than 150 people have been killed and 200 in the unrest. Washington has not explicitly confirmed support for the warlords, but American officials say they have received money as America attempts to contain the spread of Islamic radicals. Authorities in the Philippines say 8 people have been killed in a tropical storm that smashed 20 central and northern provinces. Sonia Salato reports from Manila.
The Office of Civil Defense reports floods and landslides in Leyte Province and Iloilo City in the central Philippines due to heavy rain. 15,000 passengers have been stranded in ports as the Coast Guard prevented ships and ferries to go out to sea. 59 domestic and international flights have been canceled due to bad weather. People in lowlands and coastal areas have been evacuated. Civil defense and local officials tightened their monitoring of affected regions and began distributing relief supplies. A storm with international coordinates, Chun 2, carries peak winds of 95 kilometers an hour and is the first to hit the Philippines this year.
And in soccer, the FA Cup final has gone into extra time with West Ham United and Liverpool ending regular time at 3-0 at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. West Ham looked to have sealed the win before Gerrard scored for Liverpool in the 90th minute. New South Wales will face the Wellington Hurricanes in the semi-finals of the Super 14 in Wellington next weekend. The Waratahs will be out to reverse the results in the Sydney Football Stadium last night. The Hurricanes win 19-14. New South Wales went into the match without Mingo Mendelsohn, who's been suspended indefinitely for breaching the Australian Rugby Union code of conduct. Central Morgan Stewart says the late withdrawal of Taylor was no excuse for the loss. In rugby league, the Dragons have beaten the Warriors 22-16 in Wollongong. Melbourne defeated the Cowboys 18-6 in Melbourne. Finishing top spot on the NRL ladder in the process. And the Broncos have thrashed Melbourne 32-10 in Brisbane. In the AFL, the West Coast Eagles have defeated Collingwood in a close match at City Echo. The Eagles 16-16-112 and the Magpies 15-8-98. The Swans bumped the Tigers by 118 points at Docklands. Melbourne made it 4 wins in a row, beating Fremantle by 59 points at the MCG. And Brisbane defeated Hawthorn by 40 points at Carrara on the Gold Coast. ABC National News.
This is Radio Report.
The Chelsea, which is broadcasting on 86.7 FM around Australia. I also heard overseas via Radio Australia. And you can log on to abc.net.au/Chelsea to hear this and recent interviews.